Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We are continuing the halachas of Lash. And before we go further, I just want to give a very quick recap what we learned so far. There are two types of mixtures, a thick mixture and a light mixture. The halacha is by thick mixture. You're not allowed to make a thick mixture on Shabbos. And even with a shinui in the mixing, it's also a problem. Why? Because when you pour the liquid into the mixture, that automatically causes some kind of binding, and that alone is a problem, and a small shinu doesn't help by a blila ava. And there's two exceptions, at least two exceptions. If you cannot make this food from before Shabbos, or it's for a child, then you could make a blila ava if you have a change in the reversed order, and you mix it in a shinui. Then you could make a such a case, but a regular case where we're talking about an adult, and it's not so important for Shabbos, then you cannot make a blila ava, a thick mixture on Shabbos. A loose mixture is mutter on Shabbos. First of all, because when you add the liquid, a lot of liquid, right away there's no binding happening until you mix it, because it's a very loose mixture. You still should reverse the order. And then when it comes to mixing it, you should do it with a shinui, and then it's mutter lechatchila. That's the basic halachas of Lash. Now the halacha also is, which we'll add on today, is that if you have already existing mixture, then it's much more cooler dick. It's much more lenient because you have a mixture ready. So for example, if you have peanut butter or tchina where the oil rose to the top and now you have this mixture tchina or you have this mixture peanut butter and there's oil on top, the halacha is they have to go ahead and mix that oil back into the peanut butter or back into the tchina on Shabbos. Why? Because ein lisha ach alisha. It's already alisha. And here, if anything, you're making the mixture even more liquidy by mixing the oil back in. And here already was mixed once. Therefore, there's no isalisha in such a case. So it's mutter to mix the oil back into the peanut butter or the oil back into the tchina on Shabbos. That's mutter. But you shouldn't mix so vigorously. That's what it says in the Bi'ur Halacha. You shouldn't mix so vigorously. And this is also an negeya. If you have a very thick bowl of cereal, let's say it was baby cereal, it's very thick, it was made before Shabbos, and you want to add some liquid to it. So there also will be mutter to add liquid to it, just don't mix so vigorously. Now, it only is a little bit of exception that if the cereal wasn't mixed so well from before Shabbos or from before, and there's still pieces that are not combined yet with the liquid, there's still some pieces of cereal not combined. Now, if I add on liquid, I'm going to combine that, that will be a problem on Shabbos. You have to make sure it's fully combined from before Shabbos, then it'll be mutter to add some liquid to it. Now, what about the opposite case? We have a very liquidy mixture, and you want to add some salad to it. So if it's going to stay a liquidy mixture, so then it's going to stay a blila raki even after I add on the extra cereal, for example. So then I can add extra cereal. I just have to make sure I mix it with a shinui. That means either shesi ve'erev back and forth, or I do it with my bare hands, or if I shake the container. That's the way you should do it when you add on cereal, because here I'm doing more lush. I'm adding on some salads. Now, if it's a blila ava, if it's already a thick mixture, so it depends. If it's a already completed thick mixture, there's no liquid left in there, then I can add on some salads and just do it with a shinui, because there, when I add the salad, doesn't immediately happen any binding. But if it's liquidy a little bit, and I add something and make it into a blila ava, that would be also to do on Shabbos, because in such a case, I am making now a thick mixture on Shabbos, and that's also just by adding something to it. So basically, we're saying like this, that if it's a hardened mixed mixture ready, I want to add liquid, that's mutter on Shabbos. And then we should mix it vigorously. When I want to add some cereal to a mixture, if it's going to stay a blila ava, I should do it with a shinui. If it's going to make it into a thick mixture, then it would be a problem on Shabbos.